Tonight on SmackDown Live AfterBuzz TV After Show, we have suspensions, we have re-debuts, we have makeout sessions, and even roll-ups. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin. You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion.
Do you have two fists and a fighting chance, or two hosts and a fighting chance, you're going to be able to break down SmackDown Live on AfterBuzz TV, the AfterBuzz TV YouTube page, iTunes, SoundCloud. You're liking, subscribing, telling your friends and your enemies about the wonderful world of AfterBuzz TV as you break down SmackDown Live. What's up, everybody? I'm Christian Rosenberg. Twitter, @RuRosenberg. Instagram, TheRuRosenberg. T-shirts like this pretty one. ProWrestlingTees.com/Christian Rosenberg. And of course, CollarAndElbowBrand.com. Use promo code Rosenberg for 10% off your order. Gabby's not here this week. She had a flight delay. But over on the other side, at Scott Narver, it is Scott Narver.
I got two lips and a fighting chance.
You do? I do too.
No, no, no. That's going to turn into a totally different show.
Oh. Okay.
No.
So I shouldn't do that.
No.
All right.
Stay on that side of the table.
All right. Well, it's weird. It's just two of us because like Gabby's flight got delayed. She was unable to be here. She'll be here next week. And Tom, you know, it's really cool because we've had over the years a lot of AfterBuzz hosts have emerged from here and have gotten bigger and better roles. Obviously, mm-hmm. a former co-host here, Chrissy St. Cloud, Kathy Kelly.
Yeah.
And I mean,
big time gigs.
Yeah. And I'm really
Smiley.
Of course, Ryan Katz was the one who really started it all.
Yeah.
Associate producer at NXT. But I'm
X-Pac.
Yeah, yeah, he's done a few things.
Yeah.
He's done a couple things. But I'm really excited, you know, about our co-host Tom Connolly because he's not here tonight, and I'm honored to make this announcement because Tom Connolly is Hamilton. Tom Connolly has gotten the role of Hamilton, and he's going to be touring worldwide. I mean, it's an incredible opportunity. I didn't exactly
Wait,
picture him in that role.
The patriotic musical?
Yes, like the biggest musical of all time. Hamilton.
No. You misunderstood. No. He went to go see Hamilton tonight.
What are you talking about?
He went to just go see the show at the Pantages.
He texted us saying he was going to be Hamilton.
He's going to go see Hamilton.
I'm fairly certain.
No,
the text
he's going to go see Hamilton.
So he's not really Hamilton.
No, but he is the Patriot on the indie scene.
Oh,
enough.
Is he?
Yeah, he is.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, good for him.
Yeah. So I can see the confusion there where he's so patriotic, but he can't sing and dance, but he's a very good left-handed wrestler.
No, yeah. The Southpaw.
Yeah.
Not the region, but just him.
No. Yeah.
Okay, so I guess Tom will be back next week then.
Next week. Unless he got a gig as the Patriot.
Maybe. All right.
Sorry. Breaking kayfabe, everybody. Sorry.
Yeah. You revealed someone who wrestles under a mask.
Yeah. Well, hey, just hope that I don't reveal more real names on this show.
I don't know what other real names there could be.
I could find out.
All right. Well, you know what I want to find out?
Wait. You should give a little tease of what we're going to do later in the show.
Oh. You're right. I should do a little tease because actually, you know, this week's kind of, I guess, a little special to me because I was informed that this week actually marks 4 years that I've been the host of SmackDown AfterBuzz, which is like Undertaker-esque for longevity here.
Yeah.
And
that's a big deal.
Yeah.
Congrats.
Oh, well, thank you. They haven't fired me yet, which is the more amazing thing.
Well, I'll give it time.
Yeah.
Maybe they just heard about it.
They could have. Well, so we're, and being it's just the two of us here, I wanted to do something that we have not done on this show in probably at least 2 years, which is later on, not right now, but later on, we're going to open the phone lines and actually have people who are hanging out, listening and watching live in the live chat, call in to talk to us about maybe what you thought of or had any questions about SmackDown or Hell in a Cell coming up. Or if you had a question for me or Scott.
1-900-909.
$1.99 for the first minute, 99 cents for each additional.
I couldn't remember the rest of the number.
It was 9900 after that.
Damn it.
I don't think that number is in existence anymore, though.
I think it does still do something.
Does it?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Call that before you call us.
Make sure you're at least 18 or have parents' permission before you call that number.
So we'll be giving out that number pretty soon here on the old show.
Yes.
We'll be tweeting it out and putting all that. So if you're in the chat and everything, we'll be handing out soon. once we get through some of the show here.
Yes, because we don't want to be flooded with the calls right off the get-go, because we do have a time limit. We got to get into the show.
Yeah.
I mean, all, like, three matches of this show this week. I mean, I don't mean to sound negative by any means, because we always rave, SmackDown the last several months has been
WrestleMania
stellar.
WrestleMania is just a couple days away, so, you know, everyone's there.
WrestleMania is about 6 months away. Actually, more than that.
Why did this happen?
I mean, I know they're having a big show in Vegas next week. So
big show?
Well, the big show is still recovering from that great cage match he had with Strowman on Raw.
Right.
But it's been a long time since I felt that Raw had a better show than SmackDown in a week. And this...
Yeah.
What happened this week, Scott?
It wasn't overall a well-balanced SmackDown Live. We got a lot of cool segments as far as storyline and, you know, promos and stuff. But, you know, match-wise, it was a letdown. It just wasn't overall... Like I said, balanced. We got cool stuff, but, you know, as a viewer, you just want to have matches to go along with it.
Yeah.
And that was definitely lacking.
Yeah, definitely lacking this way. And once in a while there, you know, we'll have some SmackDowns where it's definitely more talking than wrestling. But with the, like, new beginnings of our stories or some really stellar matches that do happen in between, we kind of oversee it. But tonight, it just wasn't really the case.
No.
A great thing, though... was right off the top of the show, we have Mr. Corey Graves now on SmackDown.
Back with Byron. What's really important.
And back with Tom, because on NXT, him and Tom were great too.
Were they now?
Yes.
All right.
I enjoyed the two of them, and obviously I enjoy him and Byron also.
Yeah, they have great chemistry together. They're super funny. And, you know, you say Tom. What strikes me odd is this is a very... young team to be hosting a main, you know, a main show. That I'm trying to remember the last team that didn't have someone that's been around for a very long time doing commentary and somewhere in that panel. Like, you know, there's always been a veteran, I feel, in the mix.
JBL or Lawler or Booker or Michael
Coach,
Cole,
you know,
Coach Jim Ross.
There's always been someone, but this is a very young team to be doing the B show,
which I love.
In our eyes, the A show,
right? And because SmackDown is supposed to be kind of like the show for a lot of the young up and comers too, so it's great that they have that. And I was kind of thinking for Corey, oh well, this makes perfect sense. You reunite him with Byron and Tom. He's the best one thus far of calling Bobby Roode matches and Nakamura matches. He already does 205 Live, so now he doesn't have to do all the traveling. But apparently he's doing both Raw and SmackDown, and now they're getting ready to move Nigel up to do 205 Live.
Well.
So I was kind of confused by that.
Cool gig for Nigel.
Yeah, great for Nigel. No, he'll be great at that. Corey Graves is the hardest working man in the WWE, and he's not even wrestling.
Take that, Darren Young.
Well, yeah, because Corey does not take any days off.
No. No, he does not.
Well, the show starts when we get introduced to Corey Graves. We have two backstage promos in the dark. Randy Orton.
Yes.
No one decided to put a light over there. Talks about how he's seen more stars crash and burn than he can count. Will Nakamura rise or will he fall? But nobody will stop me from finally taking the title from Jinder. And then we go, probably just... turn the camera to the right, and then there's Nakamura still in the same exact darkness, like same area.
Yep.
He respects the legend of Randy Orton, and he's chasing his destiny. The pain that I inflict on the Viper will be felt everywhere.
Sure. Yeah. All right. It's the main event coming up, and they said their piece, and, well, they're going to go at it one-on-one.
Yeah.
First time ever.
As they said.
On SmackDown Live. I don't know about house shows.
Right. Yeah, that we don't know.
If they did it in Poughkeepsie, I'm sorry. I didn't know.
And then we immediately have Carmella and James Ellsworth in the ring, but they're right away interrupted by Kevin Owens. So we had, in under 3 minutes, we had three storylines happen, which on one hand...
Four.
What was the fourth?
JBL leaving.
Oh, that's true.
Not via any wrestling means when we're getting suspensions and all this stuff that coming in the show.
Yeah. Could
have had something storyline-wise for the fun of it.
Yeah.
You know? Instead of like, hey, bat out. Sorry, he's gone now.
But yeah, it's like, I kind of like that because, like, you know, it's very fast. Boom, boom, boom. Oh, you got to keep up. Got to keep up because all these things are happening. I like that.
Yeah.
And so Kevin Owens comes out and he lets Carmella and James Ellsworth know that he's going to be the special referee for her match that she's going to have with Natalya.
No dice, buddy. That referee shirt's too small this week.
Well, yeah. Well, that referee would not give him the shirt like the other ref did last week. The other ref was like, oh, okay.
It's too big for me. Sure. Yeah. Go ahead.
Shane McMahon then comes out and he stops Kevin Owens from doing that. And he's like, I've been patient, but you have been defiant. And you need to stop blaming me for your losses that you've been having. And they're both pretty much in agreement that neither of them want Kevin Owens to be on Raw or be on SmackDown. They want him on Raw, which is wrong because he should stay on SmackDown because he's awesome. And Shane's like, do you want to go back to Raw because Triple H handed you the Universal Championship? And Owen says, do you act the way you do because your daddy didn't give you enough attention? Is that why you have your kids parade down the ring with you at WrestleMania? Which starts to piss off Shane.
Mm-hmm.
And Owens keeps going on and on about, like, you just keep trying to impress your father. He's like, look, Dad, I jump off all these things. Look, Dad, I survived a helicopter crash. Shane then starts beating the crap out of Kevin Owens. Yeah. The commissioner, not a licensed sports entertainer.
All the time. Just when he sees
very, very part-time.
Yeah.
Security and Daniel Bryan come out to get Shane off of Owens. He threw him over the announce table, just started beating him down. And everyone's just like, well, Owens did not lay a hand on you there. He said some mean things, but you just went off.
He said some mean things. The McMahon family would be better off without him? That's cold.
Yeah, especially his kids. I mean, obviously, that's not very nice.
No. That's worth a beating.
Yeah.
The show's called SmackDown.
Is that what it is?
He's laying the SmackDown.
Oh.
That's only fair.
That's true. Kevin Owens backstage is in pain. He's looking around with, like, the referees and Dan O'Brien. Owens tells him, you better enjoy your job while you have it. I'm going to literally turn SmackDown into the Kevin Owens show now because I'm going to sue Shane, the WWE, and every member of the McMahon family. And now I'm going to go and press criminal charges on Shane.
Oh, he's going to sue Hornswoggle. This is terrible.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah. Hornswoggle, too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. Does that mean he's going to sue Triple H, though?
Yeah.
What about, like, Triple H and Stephanie's kids?
Yep, all of them.
That wouldn't be very nice.
Every single one of them.
Huh. Even Linda.
Even Linda.
Wow.
He's a Canadian. What does it matter?
Yeah, it's true. So from there, we finally have the Carmella versus Natalya match. So like last week, I loved, okay, you interrupted something that had to happen. We got to get back on track.
Right.
So we have this match. Fun match between Carmella and Natalya. Ellsworth tried to pass the briefcase into the ring. And Carmella's just like, no, I'm not trying to cash in now. Get this briefcase out of here. Which then Natalya rolled up Carmella, got the win. Carmella pissed off. And she says that James Ellsworth is the sorriest excuse for a human being she's ever met. You're not even a human. How are you still even employed? You're a charity case. Your mother should have given you away at birth. This is like very deep cuts in the first 20 or so minutes of SmackDown.
Yeah, there was a theme running tonight. There was a theme running tonight amongst roll-ups, amongst disappointments to your entire family and lineage. I don't want to say the team mailed it in tonight, but I mean, it fit a common pattern.
Yeah, Carmella says that we are through, and she leaves, and James looks heartbroken.
He should be. Where's Maria and Mike to help him out?
Yeah, tell him about the power of love.
Yeah, tell them both about the power of love.
Yes.
Didn't see him.
No. We didn't see them. We didn't see Rusev. We didn't see the Fashion Police.
Luke Harper.
Who? Who's that?
Man. This hurts.
It's like saying, that's the guy with the sheet mask.
It's like you saying something about my unborn kids.
That's the sheet mask guy.
No. It's not that guy.
Oh.
It's the better one.
Oh! It's the tag team with the face paint.
No. No, it is not Colt Cabana and Christopher Daniels.
Oh, no. No. Oh, you mean Mojo?
No one ever means Mojo.
Okay. Dolph Ziggler This, to me, was my favorite part of the show.
This is pretty good.
This Ziggler segment. So we're waiting the big re-debut of Dolph Ziggler.
Yes.
He's been hyping it up for a few weeks now.
More pageantry.
Pyro. Fancy robes.
Valets.
Music.
Everything.
Exactly the same music. Yep. Comes out, same lights, he's in the same gear. He then immediately stops the music and says, "You all have no appreciation for what I can do in that ring. You don't want me, you'd rather have some dumb gimmick." And then he walked away. And from there, I'm like, okay, that's cool. I was thinking that was just going to be it.
Yeah, I thought he peaced out. He's going to leave. He's going to pull Shane McMahon and go, "I showed up, I'm done.
Yep.
I'm out."
And then Cena's music hit. I was like, whoa, wait. Well, he is a free agent.
Yeah, free agent John Cena.
So, but he's in the middle of a big storyline with Roman Reigns on Raw.
That matters, he's a free agent.
That's true. So I'm like, oh, maybe he's going to be doing double duty.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought he was, but it was actually Dolph Ziggler coming out with a Cena hat, holding a little towel that he wrote his logo on. And
Buy it.
Does a jolly jog down the ramp. So he's mocking Cena. Then from there, he's like, oh, you like the nostalgia stuff. Okay, no problem. Goes to the back. Macho Man's theme hits.
Yeah.
He's like, oh my God, Macho's back from the dead.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And the 33rd participant of the Mae Young Classic.
Yes. So out comes Ziggler in a Macho Man-esque robe.
Mm-hmm.
With some beautiful woman that's supposed to be his Miss Elizabeth.
Yes.
And he's like, oh, you guys don't like this. Okay, well.
Miss Zigglebeth.
Yes, it was Zigglebeth.
Mm-hmm.
So he gives her the robe. She leaves very happily. She was very happy to leave.
Yeah, she was just smiling. Her whole career, boom, gone in an instant. She hit SmackDown Live. She was there. She's debuting. Immediately out of there.
Yeah.
She got more screen time than Lana and Tamina combined this week. Didn't affect her either way.
Nope. So then he's like, oh, I think I know what you guys want. He runs to the back. Lights go out. Naomi's music hits. Dolph apparently broke into the women's locker room, stole Naomi's hat and jacket.
Probably had the cameraman do it.
Oh, that's true. There is that cameraman for the ladies' locker room.
Right.
And he just starts kind of mocking Naomi's entrance. And then he stops and like, this is what it's come to. Anybody can do what I just did. But nobody can do what I do in that ring. This was excellent.
Yeah, and it gives us all hope that, hey, if they just need people to do really cool entrances, we got a shot.
I feel like we can do a pretty good tag team.
Yeah, not anything in the ring, though.
Oh,
just
no.
Just a cool tag team entrance is all.
We can pose. We can walk down the ramp. We can high-five people. We can like pretend we're going to slap them if you want us to be heels.
I don't want to touch these people.
All right, we'll be heels then. Yeah, okay. We'll be heels. You know, and then we'll do a pose.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll leave.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Win-win.
Yeah.
Great segment of the night. When you don't get to see more wrestlers on the roster, imitate other wrestling entrances.
That's what it's come to.
Yes, it has.
From there, Aiden English versus Sami Zayn. So, last week, Sami Zayn lost to Aiden English thanks to Kevin Owens becoming the referee and pop a powerbomb and Zayn. And English was like, oh, sweet. I got a victory. So we have the rematch. So I was like, oh, okay, this is going to make sense. So they'll actually have some type of competitive match. I'm guessing Zayn's going to then win, you know, because it's a fair fight. Match. What was the time on this match?
I tried to look it up and I think
max a minute.
I was going to say max 2 minutes, but it's somewhere under 2 minutes. Chat roll, if you happen to know exactly what the time was on this match, please let us know in the chat. They moved so fast. It's like they're trying to get a lot of stuff in real quick, and it's over.
Zayn.
Roll up number two.
Zayn literally had 100% of the offense. Missed a flying crossbody. Roll up by Aiden English. Gets the win. English then tries to celebrate by continuing singing, and then Zayn chases him up the ramp.
I'm all for fluke wins. I'm sure. All for it. But this just didn't even feel believable.
Not at all.
Yeah, it just, nothing played to anybody's strengths. Aiden English didn't sing or be annoying in some way to distract or annoy him or get the count. Something just, other other ways in being mischievous or something. And Sami Zayn, like you said, he just missed the one move. That was it. And
yeah. All of a sudden, one miss all of a sudden makes him beat up for a count of three.
Yeah. It just all about it. Just it wasn't the best execution for what they were trying to get across. And I saw what they're trying to get across. It's a fun idea, but it's just so short and so really disappointing. But
yeah.
Hey, Hell in a Cell kickoff match has been booked.
Pretty much. It pretty much looks that way.
Yeah. I know these two can do really good stuff, and I'm hoping that we can see more of that in the weeks to come on TV, maybe in some segments, maybe talking back and forth, or just more stuff in the ring.
Yeah, now, I mean, if you're doing a thing like, say, all of a sudden they get another match next week and say English wins that one by count out, or like he keeps finding ways to sneak and win until Zayn finally gets that lose a victory, it'd be cool, but give some of these matches some time.
Maria Annette has a great question in the chat role. Which one was quicker, Rusev versus Orton at SummerSlam or this match?
I think Rusev and Orton might have been a little quicker.
Wow. All right.
They're close. They're very, very close. Well, that is a good question.
Thank you, Marie.
Actually, you know what? You bring up an interesting point. Speaking of the chat roll.
Yes.
No,
is it time?
Should we do it now? Should we wait a few more minutes?
A couple more minutes.
Okay.
We're almost done recapping the show.
Well, Daniel Bryan is backstage with the New Day. And Anthony, if you could please hit my music. Because the New Day are displaying the latest fashion trend.
WWE
shop has to offer.
Oh, the latest fashion trend. I'd like to be up on the latest fashion trends, thanks to you.
Oh, that's what I'm here for.
Yeah, you
that's
break
why
it
I
down.
Have my own t-shirts
yeah.
at prowrestlingtees.com/Christian Rosenberg. We were waiting for the cereal, which happened.
Yes.
We were waiting for socks, which happened.
Yes, we're still waiting for ice cream.
We're still waiting for those. I don't know who asked for it.
Yes.
But we got ourselves New Day boxer briefs that were worn very proudly by all three members of New Day. They gave one to Daniel Bryan as a gift. I'm guessing that means they made some for other wrestlers too. But
I hadn't thought about that.
I know what I'm giving for Christmas presents.
The Viper. Boxer briefs.
Oh, God.
Out of nowhere.
I'm gonna get you an Enzo More boxer brief.
That is an Endo-Friendo gift right there. That is what that is. I will tear my ACL to get out of our friendship.
It would show that you're the realest guy in the room.
I can prove that right now. If there's a camera under this desk, I'd show you.
No, we can't do that. It is a PG show. Okay, you can cut that music now, Anthony. Thank you. So Usos also come out because we still need to find out the stipulation that they get to choose for their tag title match next week in Vegas, because apparently that's where everything is happening this week.
Great. For me.
Yeah. Yeah, you're going to be there.
Yes. I am going to Las Vegas to see everything Sin City themed. It's a hell of a show that they got next week.
They got a stacked show next week.
The finals of the Mae Young Classic.
Women's title, tag
mm-hmm.
team titles.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get to the U.S. title in a bit. But we're going to have a Sin City street fight for the tag team titles. And then Biggie's like, oh, that's great, because we're going to be like the Dealers, and the Usos are about to bust. Do you get it? Do you get it? Come on, you guys got it, right? You get it?
Mm-hmm.
Do you get
mm-hmm.
it? Mm-hmm. Scott, like, mm-hmm. do you get it?
Yeah.
No, I don't know if he gets it. Like, Anthony in a booth, do you get it? Do you get it?
I got it. Oh, wait. No, I got it.
All right. He got it. He's got it.
You know what else we got? According
what?
To Marie Annette in the chat, they've also got Cena, AJ Styles, and Roman Reigns boxers as well.
Superman punch.
Mm-hmm.
Believe that.
Phenomenal.
Daniel,
I don't know if I'd want to wear boxer briefs that say never give up. That's
But what if they said hustle, loyalty, respect?
You might get questions about the hustle part.
Oh, gosh. Someone is going to buy me one of those out of spite.
We'll give out the phone number soon and your home address.
Yes, please. Dan O'Brien comes out. He asks Shane to come to the ring. And they bring up, again, proof that they listen to the show. Because they bring up something that we have touched upon time after time after time. I was like, well, why does Shane get to fight people when he told Dan O'Brien to stay away and he can't do any of that?
Mm-hmm.
But Shane just keeps going ahead and does it. So Daniel's like, hey, remember when Miz kept berating me and you told me that that I have to put the WWE, the fans, and the employees first? Well, you can't assault our employees or our superstars. And Shane's like, it's right. You're right. I'll just go back there. I'll talk to Kevin Owens. I'll smooth everything over. And then Daniel's like, nah, it's too late for that. He just got a call from Vince McMahon. And effective immediately, Shane, you're indefinitely suspended.
Yeah.
But he's going to be back by Hell in a Cell, right?
Will he? Could he be reinstated by then? Who's to say?
He'll be back by then.
Indefinitely suspended.
Indefinitely.
Yeah.
Didn't say without pay.
True. He's going to get paid.
He's still going to get paid.
But I like that. I like the history coming in, that Dan O'Brien bringing up, you know, his history with The Miz. And him acknowledging, like, I could have said, screw this job, but you said otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
And just tying that in. So that way, you know, we've got some emotional connection in all this. I thought it was really good.
Yeah, really no, this it. Was, like, an intense, yeah, real moment. And it definitely throws a curveball in a story because, I mean, Kevin Owens pretty much, he's got SmackDown right now. Like, yeah. He's getting to do whatever he wants, and we're going to hear, like, a little more at the very end of the show. But I think, I mean, we still have a little bit of the show to go over, and we have around 20 minutes or so left in this show.
Yeah.
So I think now might be the time.
All right, putting it out there on Twitter.
To do something special. We're going to put it in a chat roll. So, guys, here's the deal. Will we take phone calls? There are some rules. Very easy rules. But rules nonetheless. One, it's a PG show. Don't be a potty mouth. Be professional. You're calling in. Have some decorum.
Yeah.
Be nice.
Or we'll call your grandmother and tell her what you did.
Yeah.
You know.
Number two, try not to talk our ears off just because we want to try to get a few people in while still breaking down the show.
That's our job.
Yes. You're listening to our obnoxious voices repeatedly.
No, we'd like to have a conversation with you.
Yes.
So, you know, ask some questions, we'll answer back, and we'll chat with you.
Yes. And, you know, so if you have questions about SmackDown tonight, maybe SmackDown next week,
mm-hmm.
Hell in a Cell coming up, or if you had a question for me or Scott and, you know, wanted to find out our opinion on something,
yeah,
you can call us now. The number is 424-256-1729 424-256-1729. The phone line will be open from now to the end of the show, as long as you all behave and follow those simple rules. As we'll go and we'll keep breaking down SmackDown, and if we get a call, Anthony, our wonderful engineer, will let us know.
And we have a live caller.
Well, that didn't take long at all.
All right. Everyone ready?
Let's do it.
All right.
Amen. Caller, thank you for calling. What's your name?
There he is.
What's your name? What's your Twitter?
Huh?
Are you there? Hello. This is great live podcasting. What's your name?
I'm right here. How are you? Jalen. I called in before when Cowher was still on the show.
Oh, wow. Way back when. What's up, sir?
Not much. Well, I kind of made this call not expecting the phone call to go through. So
we
that's
literally
awesome.
We literally just opened it. You were just on speed dial, apparently. So what kind of question do you have about SmackDown?
Huh?
What kind of question you got for SmackDown or for Hell in a Cell or for myself or Scott?
So, how did you guys like the show tonight?
The show, overall, it was okay. It wasn't well balanced. You know, it was missing some good matches. You know, we got a lot of cool promos and storylines, but overall, wasn't the best.
No, I mean...
I was going to ask, who won between Shane... Nakamura and Orton.
Well, you're going to have to keep listening to the end of the show to find out if you haven't watched it. We haven't gotten to the main event yet.
We're getting there. We'll get there.
I don't want to jump ahead and be spoiled.
I wanted to say I don't like the idea that Nakamura could win the WWE title when he's just been called up. I didn't like it when the Demon won it. I just don't think if Zena, Triple H, HBK, and a whole list of other, like, soon-to-be Hall of Famers or Hall of Famers I could go through don't get the WWE title on their first call-up, then no one should at this point.
Well, devil's advocate here. What about a Brock Lesnar or a Kurt Angle?
When did Brock Lesnar get it on their first call-up? I believe Brock Lesnar was in like the league for like a year or something before he got it, wasn't he?
He was up there less than 6 months before he became champion.
Yeah, he won it at he debuted the night after WrestleMania and won it at SummerSlam from The Rock.
Yeah, so that was less than 6 months.
Okay, fine. You found two exceptions. No one else that has come up has been better than them, so I still don't think it should happen.
All right.
All right. You're entitled to your opinion, Jalen. Jalen, plug your Twitter.
My friend is at Jalen Gittins.
At Jalen Gittins. Jalen, thanks for calling in. Sir. Appreciate you being a long time fan, long time listener. Thanks, and keep listening because we're going to get to that main event shortly.
Yeah, we're going to tell you.
From there, Renee is backstage with Jinder. She's asking Jinder, who would he rather face? And he's like, may the better man win, but may that man fall to the Maharaja. Simple.
Yep, to the point, as all of his promos are.
Yep. I have another caller.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Hello, caller. State your name and your Twitter.
Hey, this is Angie from Hawaii. My Twitter is at ABTBuds. ABTBZ. Can't talk.
That's a very long Twitter.
Bud Angie.
Hello, Angie. Yeah, you've been a longtime fan of all the AfterBuzz wrestling shows also. Thanks for calling from Hawaii. I'll actually be in Hawaii in October. Performing at the Improvaganza Hawaii Festival of Improv.
You guys going to have a luau?
We could. We could have a luau, Angie. It's
possible. You got to come to the Big Island, Christian.
Well, I'm sorry that the festival's in Honolulu. It's not on the Big Island. I can't control where their festival is. Do you have a question about SmackDown or for one of us or Hell in a Cell?
Well, frankly, I think that it would be awesome if Shinsuke Nakamura won the title. And I'm actually kind of bummed because they're coming here next week, like next week Wednesday, and I can't go, which really sucks.
Well,
but
you should call them and tell them to reschedule then.
Yeah.
That's the thing about living on the outer islands. They would probably be able to bring NXT here, but not like the bigger shows because we don't have a big enough venue. But, so I got to go to the last one though, which was amazing.
What was the highlight of the last show that you saw?
The last show was last year in June, and the main event was Ambrose. And who was champion? Seth Rollins, Dean Ambrose, Chris Jericho, and oh my god, AJ Styles. I think AJ was champion at the time.
That's a pretty stacked main event right there.
That's great.
Yeah.
And the match before that, it was Shinsuke Nakamura and Kevin Owens versus Kevin Owens. And there was one part in the match where Kevin Owens went for the pin three times in a row, and it was a two count every single time. And the ref gets up and he goes, that was two. And Kevin, and the place was completely silent because everybody was concentrating on how good the match was. And Kevin Owens goes, no, that was six.
Well, then that's why you have to go to a non-televised WWE live event. We've gone to plenty. There's as great as the spectacles are going to Raw, going to SmackDown, going to pay-per-view, the live events are just so entertaining. Mm-hmm. Angie, thanks for calling in. I'll set up an improv festival at the Big Island, then maybe I can like swing over to that.
Okay, I'll try.
All right, thank you, Angie.
All right.
Baron Corbin versus Ty Dillinger. AJ's on commentary for this match. It's a basic match. We expected this match happening from what happened last week.
Right.
End of days, Corbin gets the win.
I had some fight in them, though, thankfully.
Yes, they actually gave some time. It didn't end in a roll-up.
Yep.
I did like Corey Graves' line. He said, you can't sleep on Ty Dillinger, but you can put Ty Dillinger to sleep.
That is a good line. Yep.
And then Ty was backstage. AJ interrupted him saying, hey, the U.S. Open Challenge next week is open just for you. That's not really an open challenge then, is it?
That is a particular challenge.
Yeah.
But good for Ty getting to be showcased in Vegas, having an advertised match with AJ Styles.
Yep.
We have another caller.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
I'm enjoying this. Who we got? State your name and your Twitter.
Hey, this is Marie.
Marie,
Brooklyn. Marie Annette, 28.
We just brought you up from the chat roll, and now you're speaking to us live. How are you?
Yeah. Good. You?
We're doing great. We're doing great. We're having fun here. Just the two of us. Tom's busy being Hamilton. That's the rumor. Oh, or the oh, I think he's still Hamilton. Marie, do you have a question? What's on your mind? Talk to us.
Well, I was thinking about Hell in a Cell and the women's match. About next week, that Natty and Naomi, and if Natty retains, I think that it's probably maybe be Tamina or Charlotte or Becky to go for the title next at Hell in a Cell.
So
what do you guys think about that?
So after Naomi and Natalya have their match, you're saying it could be anyone else on the women's division in SmackDown?
Well,
I'm kidding, Marie.
it would be great to see.
Basically, but I think it might be like, I want Charlotte to go for the title next. Because they, Natty and Charlotte put on some great matches.
Yeah, they have great history together, and it would be, you know, it'd be great in a way if we got to see Charlotte continue on in Hell in the Cell. Because she was in the first one last year with Sasha Banks.
So do you think there's going to be a women's Hell in a Cell match at Hell in a Cell this year?
I think it's pretty much a given. We've had the women now in Money in the Bank, and, you know, they've been in Hell in the Cell last year. That
I just don't know if there's been, at least right now, enough build to have a match of that magnitude in a Hell in a Cell.
Sure, but I think we can easily get there.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, if there was a Hell in a Cell match, I mean, Charlotte and Natty or Becky would be perfect to do it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, any one of those three will be fantastic in Hell in a Cell and be very innovative, too. Even like Naomi would have some really innovative moves, I think, in the cell.
Absolutely. She'd make the whole thing glow.
She would make the cell glow.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. Marie, thanks for calling in. Thanks for your continuous love and support in the chat rolls and on Twitter. Thank you.
Of course. I've been a fan since, you know, Corey and Rome were there.
And she's still stuck around.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Yeah, of course. Fan of you guys. I love you guys.
Thank you, Marie.
Panel just got better looking is all.
Yeah, sure.
All right.
All right, have a good one, Marie.
You too.
James Ellsworth is backstage trying to apologize to Carmella, saying that he's a freak, he belongs in a zoo, please give me another chance. Carmella then said, from now on, we're going to do things my way. And then she kisses him, which is really weird.
The greatest victory of all time in this SmackDown Live. This was the highlight above all highlights. James Ellsworth being, you know, himself, screwing things up, finally loses control of the leadership amongst the two, gets a gigantic kiss. Better than getting a WWE contract, better than beating AJ Styles, the WWE champion. He got a kiss from Carmella.
Now, he did get a slap from Carmella right after.
That, hey, give and take, yin and yang.
All right.
You know?
Okay. Yeah, I'm so confused as to what's going on with these two.
So we have another caller.
And we have another call. Maybe they're just as confused.
They disappeared.
Oh, well, all right. Well, well.
Oh, there's another one.
We're so popular. They just keep coming left and right. Caller, state your name and your Twitter.
Yeah, it's Jose. Yeah, I don't have Twitter. I'm not cool like you guys.
One day you'll be cool.
Maybe one day.
Are you still rocking Tout? Is that what you're doing? You still on Tout?
MySpace?
I think it's Instagram.
All right. So, Jose, what's your question? What you got?
It's more like a prediction. I want to see if you guys agree.
Okay.
I'm in New York, so I'm kind of late. So, they giving more TV time to Ty Dillinger, and I get the feeling next week Baron Corbin might interfere, and then it might lead to some kind of triple threat into the next pay-per-view. What do you guys think about that?
I would love that Ty Dillinger would get that type of pay-per-view spotlight. I don't think that's going to happen. I think it's going to make the most sense of it just being AJ and Corbin. But if they can throw Dillinger in there, make it a triple threat at Hell in a Cell, I would be all for that.
Yeah.
Because Ty could have an excuse of saying, oh, Corbin keeps interfering, I don't get a fair shot type of thing.
Yeah, it makes sense. Like, you know, if he'd asked this 2 weeks ago, I wouldn't have bought it. You know, I wouldn't think that Ty had a shot. But now that they are showcasing the way they are and that AJ gave him that little nod of respect tonight and shook his hand, I feel like, yeah, that is a very distinct possibility that will happen at Hell in a Cell.
Yeah, we'll have to wait and see over these next couple, well, especially next week, seeing how that match goes.
True.
Thank you, Jose, for calling in. We appreciate the support.
Hey, guys. Thanks, man. Don't ever change.
I'll try.
that's also the slogan for the WWE boxer briefs.
Never change?
Never change.
All right, fair enough.
Always wear them.
Main event, Nakamura versus Randy Orton. Jinder is watching from a skybox. I enjoyed this match. I thought the two of them were pretty hard-hitting. The crowd, I was really surprised. I figured this crowd was going to be pretty much all for Nakamura, but it almost sounded like they were more for Orton.
Yeah, it was pretty divided.
Yeah.
But more so, yeah, I agree that it was more than I would have expected it to be.
Yeah. Nakamura took a superplex from Orton better than, like, anybody.
Oh, man.
It
was devastating. Yeah.
And I loved how Nakamura countered the RKO into an armbar and then into the triangle choke. Real good back and forth. Kinshasa for the win. So we know Nakamura will be taking on Jinder at Hell in a Cell.
Big stakes.
Big stakes. I think we got... Do we have another call?
We do, we do.
Let's do it.
All right.
I'm loving this.
Yeah, it's fun.
Caller, your name and your Twitter.
Hi, it's Tina.
Hi, Tina.
Hello, Tina.
What's your Twitter?
Just find me at Tina Keys.
I love how nonchalant she is. Yeah, you can just find me at Tina.
You know
Keys.
Who I am. Cool.
Yeah, we know you're a lot. You've also a long time fan, supporter, listener of us.
Verified.
Yeah, she's kind of a big deal. We're being like blessed with Tina Keys calling us in because that's the icing on the cake of this show right here, Tina. So no pressure. No pressure in your question
Christian.
At all. No pressure. This could be...
He's just trying to sell you a shirt.
This is make or break. Have you gotten one of my shirts at prosandtees.com/Christian Rosenberg?
It's on the list. It's definitely on the list.
it's right under renting or buying Dave Manimase.
Yes.
Right.
Which you should also definitely do.
It's right under that.
So Tina, what's your question?
Okay, so with the events of SmackDown tonight, it seems that we might get Shane and KO at Hell in a Cell. I would actually like to ask you guys, besides Shane McMahon and KO, what other story do you think would be good to be contained in Hell in a Cell?
That's a good question.
That is a very, very good question.
I mean, obviously, Jinder and Nakamura.
Yes.
Owens and Shane.
Yes.
I honestly was, set thinking those were going to be the only two. But if we are going to have a third, I know you were talking about big about the women.
Mm-hmm.
No, Usos New Day should be in Hell in a Cell.
Yeah, that'd be a really good one. You know, I wouldn't mind seeing Kevin Owens and Shane McMahon down the line. I want to see it, but it does. You know, Shane doesn't have to always die for my money. I wouldn't mind seeing Shane McMahon having a team and Kevin Owens having a team and then fighting at Survivor Series. Mm-hmm. And then at Hell in the Cell, why the hell not? They're both on the roster. Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens in Hell in the Cell.
I think that would be a pretty fun match.
That's what I
mean. I'm actually going to have to disagree. I think instead of having multiple ones, I think we're only going to have Shane and KO.
You don't think Jinder and Nakamura will be in Hell in a Cell?
To prevent
the Singh brothers from interfering?
To where it would be.
I don't know. They got about another month for it. Plus, you know, if the Punjabi prison couldn't hold the Singh brothers back, maybe Hell in a Cell could.
It might.
I mean, it is covered.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. Tina, thank you for calling in. We love you.
All right. Thank you so much. Have a great night, you guys.
You too.
You too, Tina.
And then she kind of alluded, right after Nakamura finished and defeated Orton, Kevin Owens was backstage with Dan O'Brien. He's like, Shane's been suspended, so it's done. Owens says, no. Next week, I'm going to make SmackDown my own personal playground. And your nightmare I'm going to make you your personal nightmare. And legally, there's nothing you could do about it. And Dan O'Brien lets us know that Vince McMahon is coming next week.
Gonna
SmackDown,
be there. in Vegas.
Vegas SmackDown next week has everything. This SmackDown, not as much.
No, that's got to be rough being there for that one. Like, you know, it's exciting to go to the show and you want to see what you see. And I hope everybody who went there had a great time. But yeah, when you go to those shows and you hear about the following week, you go, man, they're getting a lot. What are we going to get?
Yeah.
You know.
I think we have time for one more call. Did we have somebody?
It disappeared.
They disappeared. All right. We might, if one more comes in real quick, we'll have time for one more because that's as SmackDown wrapped up. But yeah, Scott, you're going to be there next week.
I am going to be there next
week. You're going to be...
With a member of Team Red.
Yes. You and Mark Warzeka.
Yeah. New AfterBuzz TV panelist over on the Raw side. And Warzeka go way back. And we're going to be heading to Vegas.
But you guys are on opposite shows now. How can you two get along?
Oh, there's going to be a partition in the car.
We have a caller.
All right, we got one more call. Caller, what's your name and your Twitter?
Oh, hi.
Hi.
My name is Montserrat Yovine.
Montserrat, yes. Yes, we see you all the time in the chat role on Twitter as well. Hey, what's your question?
I think we lost
her. And we lost her.
Ooh, it's a cliffhanger.
Unfortunately, yeah, there was an error.
It's a cliffhanger.
Sorry about that.
No, it's okay. It could be like vignettes leading to like a big debut.
Oh, yeah. Is she Jamaican?
Who knows?
Yeah.
Do we have like the lights flash orange with a big number 13? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Well, yeah. Well, if she calls back in right away, maybe we can sneak her in. If not, sorry, Montserrat. We love you.
Yeah.
But this has been a fun track. It was just the two of us, but we got lots of special guests this week. Mm-hmm. Lots of people calling in.
Thank you, everyone, for your support and calling into the show.
This is a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. A lot of fun with the questions. I feel like this should happen more often. If you guys are very nice, maybe we will. Oh, do we got one more to close up the show? One more. All right. State your name and your Twitter.
I didn't have a Twitter, but I have a Google account.
Okay.
Right on.
What's your name?
My name is Thomas Rittenhouse.
Hey Thomas, what's your question? Last question of the night, so we gotta make it special.
Okay, I was just wondering about Shane McMahon if he's indefinitely suspended.
It appears that way. It appears that he is suspended indefinitely, which who knows how long that means.
Yeah, laid down from Daddy himself.
Yeah, so Dad's the only one that can lift that.
Yeah, so maybe next week he'll be lenient on it. Who's to say? Who's to say if Kevin Owens will maybe drop this whole thing for a match one-on-one against Shane to exact his revenge? We got to wait and find out.
Yeah, I think he's going to be maybe like 3 weeks or so. And I think it's going to be short. But maybe if they do it well, have him suspended for like a month and a half, 2 months.
Yeah.
What do you think, Thomas?
I think the thing with Vince, I think it's a swerve because Stephanie's not on the other show. And I think they're just swerving us as the audience to believe that it's going to be it's a play on Vince holding some power over SmackDown because most of the good stuff's on Raw.
I disagree with that completely. I think most of the good stuff's on SmackDown. It was off week this week. But SmackDown has been crushing it. Well, thank you for your call, Thomas. We appreciate it. Thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting. Thank you all for supporting all the AfterBuzz wrestling shows, Raw, SmackDown, NXT. Also, don't forget about the Mae Young Classic AfterBuzz because we got that going too. Yes. So we'll go ahead. We'll wrap up the show. Scott Narver, how can the wonderful people reach out to you?
They can reach out to me on social media at Scott Narver. You can check out Dave Made Amaze, the feature film that I am in, along with John Hennigan, Johnny Mundo, Johnny Impact, Johnny Nitro, every single Johnny name that there is. The man's got it.
You're in that?
I am in that.
I saw a trailer for that, and I'm really psyched to find it and watch that. Actually.
You have to watch
that. That's awesome. Yeah. I'm glad that you've heard about it. Yeah
it looks like such a great film. Oh, I can't wait.
Oh, cool, man. Yeah. Right. See, this happens every so often.
I went and saw the movie myself, and you know what?
What? Was it great?
It was kind of fantastic.
Amazing.
Except for one role.
Yeah, Johnny Nitro.
Oh, God.
That guy. So
yeah,
flabby in the gut.
My name is Johnny. Any TV show I'm on. I'm so special. Look at me. No, he did great too. Yeah. No, the movie's really good. Make sure you check it out.
So it's available in select theaters right now, and it's available on video on demand on all platforms. Rent it or buy it. Let me know what you thought of the film. Also, youtube.com/onyourmarkshow. Last week was a profile on Freak Show Wrestling. This week, Marky Extreme makes his in-ring debut with Gadolf Hitler. And of course, Wrestling Compadre Slamcast. Check that out as well. We've got interviews with the people from the Mae Young Classic, and we have an interview with the global champion of GFW, Eli Drake.
The show was so peaceful and professional, and then you bring up the superstar known as Gadolf Hitler.
The indie wrestler.
He's an independent wrestler who has that name.
I mean, what's wrong with that name?
No, nothing wrong with it at all. Hey, guys, you can follow me on Twitter, at Will Rosenberg, Instagram, The Will Rosenberg. Get the t-shirts. ProWrestlingTees.com/Christian Rosenberg. And, of course, CollarAndElbowBrand.com. Use promo code Rosenberg. Get 10% off your order. And for all your other AfterBuzz TV news and gossip, follow them on Twitter at AfterBuzz TV. Follow Gabby on Twitter at Gabrielle_Loren. Tom, the new Hamilton/Patriot, at TomTheCom. They'll be back next week. Thank you so much for tuning in. For Scott Narver, I'm Christian Rosenberg. We will see you later.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.